heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Good morning and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in our lives. Whether today you're in the workplace or you're a student, maybe you're an at-home parent, maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're starting to search for what your purpose is, well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who will share their everyday faith. We'd like to start the program with a scripture reading, and we're going to the Old Testament. This is King David in the Psalms, Psalm 27. We're going to read verses 1 to 5. I love this portion of the Bible, and I hope it blesses you. It goes like this. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the one thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Again, that was Psalm 27, verses 1 to 5. King David talking about the one thing. We are going to talk about the one thing on this program. But on this show, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through his word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, we like to say, read the Bible and ask God to reveal himself to you. He will, and you'll never be the same again. You'll be a new creation. There's life-giving power in the Word because it brings a person into a living relationship with the living God. Read the Word, read the Bible, just do it. And again, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We have all our podcasts are loaded on iTunes, or you can check them out at mark5ministries.com as well. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We're going to have a special show, so please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Dig those shoes out of your closet. It's Shoes for the Homeless. The annual event organized by local foot doctors in conjunction with the Salvation Army wants to put the homeless in your shoes. They want to collect usable shoes to hand out for free to the homeless and needy families in the community. For drop-off locations, call 295-4445. Throughout the month of January, you can adopt two kittens for the price of one at the Fluvanna County SPCA, or adopt any long-term shelter pet for only $20 an adoption fee. Details at fspca.org. And the annual Bake and Bike Scone Extravaganza is underway. It benefits the Charlottesville Community Bikes. You can order scones online at sevillecommunitybikes.com. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's going to be a special program. It's always a great time when we have Michael Guthrie on the show. Michael, thanks for being on.
My pleasure. It's so great to be here. I've enjoyed it the times I've done it before. I'm looking forward to today.
You know, let me just set it up for our listeners. Most of them, maybe they know, they don't know. So Michael and I are both real estate brokers. We're CEOs of companies that compete every day you know, for sales and listings and agents. And so the world would think that you and I would not be friends. You know, it's a little bit like Justin Fuentes. We won't say who's who and Bronco Mendenhall in that equation. But it's like, you know, you're not. The world says that the two of us shouldn't be friends. We shouldn't hang out. And yet we're both, you know, very devoted followers of Jesus and men of faith. And as a result of that, you know, we're on the same team. And yeah. I think when we get together, you know, we put all that stuff aside and we say, you know what, this is, we get to talk about eternal things.
Right. No, absolutely. And you know, as you know, just spoke in the last few days just about significant moments, defining moments in our lives. And, you know, I didn't really think about this till just now, but you know, who knows what could have been. You know, you and I talked when I first started thinking about coming back to Charlottesville, right. And it wasn't really the right time or whatever. And that was back in 2005. And who knows what could have been in that situation. And, you know, at that point you were in your place in your faith journey. I was in my place and, you know, yet God orchestrates things in his way. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously coming back to Charlottesville, we connected and then our paths crossed and then we started getting involved in fellowship together, and it's been a blessing. I consider our relationship one of the relationships that, as I think about being here for 11 years, that I'm grateful I have that I didn't have before. So
mm-hmm. Well, and I really sense when you and I are in the same room at a real estate function. And all the agents and other brokers are looking, are they going to talk? Oh, look at them. Now they're shaking hands. And, oh, is that a bro hug that they're doing?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, to me, at that moment, I really feel like the light is shining and people see with you and I kind of that gigantic secret of the Christian. There's a certain joy there between us that we just kind of look at each other and like, yep, yeah, that's it's good.
You know, it's interesting, you know, at the car breakfast a couple weeks ago, I actually thought about that as I was leaving from one place. I guess it was when we were passing the gavel, yeah, as former presidents. And as we crossed paths, we just stopped and gave each other a hug right there in the middle, yeah, of the place in front of everybody. I thought about that, and then I thought, just because of the craziness, and I don't want to get off on this tangent, but just because of the craziness of the political climate now, being involved very little bit with some friends and things in regards to Washington, Capitol Hill, mm-hmm, there are Republicans and Democrats that come together every week and break bread together and pray together and fellowship together, and you don't see their names in the media and these catfight type of, right, things, and you see them co-sponsoring bills and things like that, and you know, when they go into that room to break bread and fellowship together, they're not Republicans or Democrats anymore. They are people who God has chosen and has allowed them to be in a relationship with God, and therefore it's a different deal. Mm-hmm. And boy, if there could be more of that, and less of what we see each and every day. Amen. Wow, how wonderful would that be?
Some unity is called for. We've got a lot to talk about on this show. Again, it's Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We have Michael Guthrie with us on the program. Michael, we're going to talk about walking by faith. We're going to talk about hearing from God. Before we do that, though, I think it's appropriate to touch down on, the other day you made a comment about Dabo Swinney. Mm. And what he's the Clemson coach. They are the football national champions of America. And what an amazing game. I will confess that I fell asleep at halftime and
you made it longer than I did.
But I'll also tell you, my 17-year-old daughter came running in the room. And she woke me up with 5 minutes to go, and I watched the last 5 minutes.
Which you got to see most of the exciting game. Those last 6 minutes was phenomenal.
Incredible. I didn't think there was any way early on in the ball game that Clemson was going to win.
Right.
It's just Alabama just seemed like they were asserting themselves. And she woke me up. I watched it. And then for our listeners, if you wouldn't mind recalling what Dabo Swinney, the encouragement, you know, he's a great man of faith. And, gosh, he – he really praised God in all of his victory talks.
And last year he praised God in his loss to Alabama.
Mm.
That's the important part.
Yeah.
Is that he was consistent last year when he lost. Mm. And the same thing happened with Russell Wilson.
Mm.
When he won the Super Bowl, he had the platform. But his platform got even bigger when he lost the next year.
Yes.
And he's had it was the same message.
Right.
And the two things that jump out at me, and I didn't mean to cut you off,
no.
But the two things that jump out at me is, one, most people don't know that a couple of years ago, somebody filed a suit against Dabo Swinney in regards to how he ran his practices and how he lived out his faith as a coach with Clemson. And guess why the suit didn't go forward?
I don't know.
They couldn't find one of the 100 players to testify against him.
Oh.
And some of those players aren't Christians. Some of those players are Muslims. Some of those players are, I don't know, but they're not all. But they couldn't find one player to testify against him in regards to what he was doing that was creating any sort of angst for them. So that's the first thing I think is really cool. The second thing, and what you're mentioning, is that he challenged his players, whether they won or lost that game. He challenges players to allow the light that's inside them to shine brighter than the light that was going to shine on them if they won.
I
just think that's an incredible message to send to these 18 and 22-year-olds that what they – it's Todd Gonwer, who's you've heard. He's a friend of mine. He wrote a book, Lead for God's Sake. He talks about it's not what you do, it's who you are. And that's and he's actually spoken to the Clemson team in regards to his book. And so it's a different take on that – who are you? It's not what you do. It's not whether you win or not. It's who you are. Let your light shine brighter than the light that's shining on you. And holy moly, what a great message and lesson for all of us.
Well, and it seems that Deshaun Watson was tuned into that message. I've never seen anybody so composed at the end of a game with it all on the line.
Yep.
Just incredible. But all right, Michael, coming back to you, we're headed towards a break here, but I was wondering if you could share with our listeners, we've been talking about walking by faith, what that means, living by faith. Can you share with us a time in your life that comes to mind, what walking by faith, how you live that out?
The story that and I spoke earlier about these significant moments in my life, there are several in my life that God met me in that place. And so as I ventured forward and went to another place of being uncomfortable or being challenged or whatever, I could look back and see where God met me in those places. And that's how a lot of reasons why I've walked by faith. But the specific example is a long time ago. Gosh, she graduated in 2004 now. So anyway, my youngest daughter, Becca, in eighth grade, made the decision after a summer beach trip that she wanted to come to Charlottesville and go to the Covenant School. And we lived in Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an easy commute each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that wasn't going to happen. And of course, I said it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
As a father, no, you're not doing that. You're going to live here and that kind of thing. And to make the long story short, and it's a much more longer story, God met me in that place. If Dottie was sitting here, she would tell you that I was the meanest she's ever seen me, that my daughter was going to sleep crying every night because I was so sure that this wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, radio show, listening to Focus on the Family, one Tuesday morning, driving someplace early in the morning, James Dobson gets on, starts talking about his ministry. And he talked about when he started Focus on the Family that he said to the Lord, it's going to be open-handed.
Mm.
Therefore, you can take it away.
Mm-hmm.
You can add to it. But it's always going to be there for you to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And he said every time he tried to grasp it and control it, things went awry.
Mm-hmm.
And so the example I would give as far as living by faith is that I believe that if I'm truly who God wants me to be and I'm living my life the way he wants me to live it, that the outcome's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's his.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes the outcome isn't what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But I trust the fact, because of other scenarios, I trust the fact that he is in the midst of that and that somehow, some way, what's happening is directing me to the next place.
Mm-hmm. And so she ends up...
great story. So I'm meaner than a snake, blah, blah, blah. And one day I heard that morning and the next that day came home And I said, okay, what do we need to do to get Becca to covenant? And Dottie looked at me and said, who are you and what did you do with my husband? Truly. And we had her come down and live with our best friends, the McNerneys. And she lived there her freshman year. She liked it. We ended up buying a little house back behind the lower school now, and which they affectionately called the Chick House. Mm-hmm. And they lived there the next 3 years, and I commuted back and forth from Northern Virginia a couple times a week. So.
Wow. And that... Can you look back now and see how that has kind of changed the trajectory of your whole life? That decision to walk by faith, to live by faith, let your daughter go where her heart is and follow her passion.
Where I thought the Lord was taking me in Reston, Virginia,
right,
and putting myself in a position to allow him to take me there, one thing after another, but ultimately Becca make the decision, changed the whole trajectory, because our trajectory was 2 hours south,
mm-hmm,
moving back to Charlottesville after having a great experience here early on, coming back to Charlottesville and coming into the real estate business after 22 years of being in the business up in Northern Virginia and having a chance to do some pretty cool things here and feeling encouraged by the fact that people are telling me that the Lord is using me here, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, your impact has been substantial in this area, and I am so glad that you eventually moved here to call Charlottesville home, and that you listened to the Lord on that move, and that you got here, and I'm so grateful for your friendship. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We have Michael Guthrie as our guest today. I'm Jeff Gaffney, the host. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with more Everyday Faith Radio. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Piedmont Landscape Association invites you to attend the 34th annual seminar on February 16th at the Paramount Theater in downtown Charlottesville. You can improve your overall landscaping by attending this event. Details at piedmontlandscape.org. Apply Your Chapstick on February 11th. Natural Pet Essentials on Route 29 North is hosting their annual Kiss a Bull Kissing Booth fundraiser. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can kiss Harley, the bulldog, for a minimum of $1 donation. Proceeds benefit the House Project, a service project in Charlottesville that builds and distributes wooden dog houses and other essential materials to outside dogs. And the Frostbite 5K run will be happening at Hoover Park in Madison on February 25th. Visit hooverridge.com for details. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Michael Guthrie. And our next topic, Michael, is hearing from God. Now, I have a lot of my friends who are kind of outside the faith who come up and talk to me frequently about, you don't really hear from God, do you? Like, do you? Or how do I get to hear from God? How do I get that? And so I was thinking today, preparing for the show, Michael, you're like the perfect guy for this conversation to talk about, because I know you hear from God, and I know that you've had to work at it. Why don't you kind of walk us through kind of what you do to hear from God, or why don't we start with, do you hear from God?
Okay, so going back to, you know, what we talked about before the break is a great example of hearing from. I didn't personally hear from the Lord. There are people I know that feel like they've actually heard voices. I heard James Dobson's voice,
mm-hmm,
and it might as well have been Jesus' voice sitting mm-hmm in the passenger seat saying, open those hands and let her go. I can tell you specifically that there have been times where I have felt, I've known what it was that God wanted me to do. And this sounds kind of crazy, but the first piece of advice I would give people on how to hear God is to take time to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that we're so busy and just going that we may want to kind of get an idea of what he wants us to do or what he's got in store for us or whatever, but we never stop and just sit and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by taking the time to listen is, it's what I call folks that know me, that what I call going out to the front porch and sitting on the front porch and reading scripture and listening to, you know, spiritual scripture-based songs and reading devotionals like Life of the Beloved by Henry Nouwen, which is what I'm reading right now. And what happens in those situations is as I stop and I listen and I read whatever, that things, that's what I need to do in regards to that relationship. Oh, that's what I need to do in regards to this particular business situation. You know, and it's not, again, like it's not a vocal, but it's very clear that, hey, here's the lesson I want you to learn in this. And then what happens in that situation, maybe not right then, but somewhere down the line, I look back and say, that's why he had me do that at that point, because I needed to get to this place.
You can connect the dots.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
Let me share with you something that happened to me. Our listeners have heard me talk a little bit about this in the past, but going back to it was 2007, I heard the Lord tell me at that time in my life that he wanted me to throw away any alcohol that I had in my house.
And, that's a great story. I love this story.
And there wasn't, you know, I didn't have an alcohol problem, but, you know, we had some wine bottles and things like that. And so I heard the message. I threw the wine bottles away, and I thought it was going to be like this 30-day cleanse, or maybe make it biblical. It's a 40-day cleanse. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a 40-day. Well, this October, it'll be 10 years that this happened. But there was two parts to it. Part one was throw it away, and then part two was the message that was just downloaded to me from God was, anytime you feel like you want that, I want you to read the Bible, or how I really heard it was, read the Word. I want you to consume the Word instead of consuming any alcohol. And the parenthetical comment that he gave me was, and you will be so much happier. You will find the joy that you're seeking that you can't find there. And so my point to the listeners is that for me, hearing from God, I had heard little things from God before, felt little God winks where I felt like he was pleased with me in the past. But the big step for me was obedience. And so when I said yes to that, that for me opened up, I think, a little bit of what Paul talks about in the book of Ephesians. He talks about the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I feel like I tapped into that just a little bit in my own way. Mm. I started receiving more downloads from God in terms of do this and don't do that. And it's really been sweet. And ever since I've kind of received that gift, if you will, I can tell you I've never been the same. But for our listeners and Michael, for you, I'll share for me, the key point was listening and then acting in obedience. I think for me, there needed to be, for whatever reason, and this was, and I'm not down on anybody who wants to drink wine. That's not what I'm talking about in this. But for me, it was, you know, God wanted to for me, in this case, he wanted to see me make a sacrifice.
Well, I think, you know, going to this book that I've been reading, Life of the Beloved by Henry Nouwen, and he talks about that we're chosen. And the specialness of knowing that we're chosen by God to be in a relationship with him. He talks about that we're blessed. He talks about the fact that we have to be broken so that then we can be givers. You know, there's these four concepts. He's writing this book to some folks, sort of folks who are outside the church and that he'd been talking to. And they said, you need to write a book to us. Mm-hmm. And that's what this book is about. But the thing that's important about this is the whole aspect of abundant life. I mean, John 10:10 says he came to give us abundant life.
Right.
If we are chosen, if the creator of the universe chose us and allowed us to be in relationship with him, don't you think we should trust him to know how we go about getting that abundant life. And the abundant life is that we are obedient to his word. His abundant life is to be true to what he has to say. But the thing I thought you were going to say, the third part of what you were talking about that I think cements what you're saying is the dream that you had with your sons in the fact that, I mean, that's as clear for me as a contemporary prophetic dream that I've ever heard, that God came to you and said that your sons would come back to you about this.
Yes. And the other part of the walk of faith was the Lord told me along the way was somehow I'm going to use this. If you do this, somehow I'm going to use this. And I didn't really understand what that meant. But every time I talk about it to any men's group or wherever I am, you know, you go to a cocktail party today and order a bottled water, somebody's going to ask, what are you up to? And so I get lots of opportunities to say, hey, you know, that's just not what I'm into. And my point is it opens up a conversation because usually when you're in a room of people, somebody's struggling with their alcohol usage. And when they see somebody, when they see somebody who can actually function at a cocktail party without it, sometimes they're drawn to that. And so I just make myself available if somebody wants to talk about it. And that's the other walk of faith. Michael, we're talking about, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Michael Guthrie. The topic right now is hearing from God. I need to tell, I don't know if this happens to any of our listeners or to you, Michael. There's another place where God meets me, and it is unbelievable when this happens. When I run, which I'm not really sure you can call it running what I do anymore. It's sort of kind of, it's not very pretty, but I do it, and by the 12 or 13 minute mark, I start to break a sweat, and somewhere between 13 and 30 minutes in that stretch there as I sweat, I'm telling you, I get more downloads from God. He's just filling me up, and I thank goodness I have my iPhone with me because I'm usually listening to music. I stop wherever I am. Sometimes I take a picture of something. I'm usually typing exactly what I'm hearing. And in fact, this topic of hearing from God was birthed out of one of these runs. Hey, you know, let's talk about how do people hear from God? Mm-hmm. Any other ways for you, Michael, that where you meet God or hear from God, reading his word or whatever it might be?
The other thing that jumps out at me is being intentional about getting with people who know you and sharing what you're thinking about and how you're wanting to go about things and giving them the freedom to speak into your life.
That's good.
And, you know, again, you've got this aspect of unmasking what the world wants you to believe. But secondly, then finding people that you can spend time with and hear good stuff that causes you to be directed in a certain way. And then the last thing is just, I think, making the time. I think most of us, that's the biggest thing, is we just don't make the time. But also the last thing is just being open with an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
You know, being open to God, I am so grateful for the fact that you've chosen me. And what is it that you want me to do? Who is it that you want me to interact? But I think you can hear wrong voices.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, is make sure you've got people that are rightly tuned.
Be careful about the voice
exactly.
you listen to.
Exactly right.
That's good stuff. Well, Michael Guthrie, I'm going to have you back on this program because we could go a long, long time. But unfortunately, our time is up. But I want to say to you, you have been a great encourager in my life and to many others. I'm so glad you listened to the Lord when it was time to come back to Charlottesville. I know Wahoo Nation is thankful for that. This is Everyday Faith Radio. And to Michael, to you and to your family and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Again, Michael, thanks so much for coming on.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Everybody, have a great Sunday. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Come restore me.